On Thursday, the House passed the GMO labeling bill that cleared the Senate last week, sending the legislation to the White House for President Obama's signature. More than 300 House members voted in favor of the bill, which would provide for mandatory disclosure of biotech ingredients. The disclosure can happen through an on-package symbol directing the consumer to a website or phone number, or a quick response code to be scanned by a mobile device. Overall, more than 200 Republicans and over 100 Democrats voted in favor of the bill. Speaking on the House floor Thursday morning, House Agriculture Committee Chair Mike Conaway of Texas said the bill would protect the flow of food products around the country.
The bill before us today addresses these issues by providing a blueprint for a nationwide uniform standard for labeling products derived from biotechnology. Though I believe the government should only require labels when it is a matter of health or safety or to provide valuable nutritional information, it's important that this state-by-state patchwork not disrupt the nationwide marketing of food. With the Vermont mandate kicking in early this month, time is now of the essence.
The bill was given an extra push by a GMO labeling bill in Vermont that went into effect at the beginning of the month. Vermont Democrat Peter Welch says the movement in his state was about providing information to the consumer.
This started in Vermont, where there was a strong citizen movement to have the right to know what was in their food. It was not a battle about the science of GMOs or about whether it was healthy or not. It was really based on the proposition that for a consumer who wishes to know what is in their food, whether it's the number of calories or whether it's GMO produced, they had a right to know. It's as simple as that. The irony here is that the pushback has been from folks who are advocating the benefits of GMOs, and if they're so great, and I'm not disputing what some of their benefits may be, why not brag about it by putting it on the label?
But Rodney Davis, an Illinois Republican and the chair of the House Biotechnology, Horticulture, and Research Subcommittee, says the Vermont law would have been damaging to food production.
This is not and never will be a movement for folks to know more about what is in their food. This is a movement by folks who want you to pay more for food using practices that are elite, not readily available, and expensive to the hardworking families in this country. These activists have publicly acknowledged their objective is to stigmatize a safe and valuable tool for America's farmers and ranchers. If leaders of this movement in Vermont were so pure in their motives, they would not have exempted processed dairy foods, which exclude GMO labeling of a little ice cream company that operates in Vermont.
The bill now goes to the White House, and President Obama is expected to sign it. USDA rulemaking is the next step, and that's expected to take about 2 years. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.